Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. All right, we're back to Q&As. I hope everybody's had a great time with all the Chicago clips we've dropped over the past, I don't know, month or so, 6 weeks, something like that. I appreciate everybody for all the love and support, the listens. I didn't get a chance to, I kind of forgot about it when we did the Wednesday episode with Luke and Sean. I forgot to update you guys on the road to 100,000. So we are at 91.5. Getting there, man. You guys are killing it. About, I think like 1,500 listens. Just about, let's see. So it was Monday, almost 2 weeks ago. Well, a week and a half ago that we hit 90. So you guys, 1,500 since then. That's great. Let's keep it up, man. Let's get that 100K real soon. All right. So you know the drill, the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. It's the best website in detailing, and it's because you can get anything and everything that you need for your detailing wants. Obviously the first thing is links to everything you need for the podcast, social media, where you can listen to it on the old podcast platforms, things like that. We also have our preferred vendor page, which has all of our wonderful sponsors that make just about every product you could possibly need or want. And then, you know, we also have Car Supplies Warehouse that sells many things, so you can definitely get just about anything from them. But yeah, you know, you get a little code, get a link straight to their website, go and spend some money with them, use that code to save a little bit of money. They'll spend some money with us. Jason and I give you that funny for hashtag money funny. We also have the merch store. Nobody's buying anything from there, so whatever. What everybody's going to want is this kick-ass new T-shirt that we're doing for the Air Force One project. We have our wonderful sponsors that are helping us with the deal. So we've got those spaces taken care of on the back of the shirt. I am just working with a designer to get my idea for the front of the shirt. And it's going to just be kick ass. So you guys are going to want those ones for sure. I'll let everybody know when we get ready to start doing pre-sales. I've already had a couple of people start reaching out to me, letting me know that they want one whenever we do it. So if you want one, message me. If not, wait for the pre-sale, which hopefully we'll do. We'll start after we come back from SDC. We are streaming live on YouTube, as always. Wednesdays and Fridays are on YouTube. That is the Detail Solutions Podcast. That's our channel. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button so you get that little bell notification when we're live. You can go on there and you can watch us. You can watch any of the lives that we've done with anybody. So if you've listened to the episode and you're curious as to what somebody looks like or maybe what we were pointing to or showing during an episode, you can always go back and watch it on YouTube. All right. So other than that, man, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button anywhere that you're listening to the podcast. Please leave us a 5-star review. Corey motherfucking Taylor came in with the old smoother than syrup on his egos review. So I appreciate that, Corey. That was, everybody was wondering who that one was. So that was Corey Taylor. All right, let's jump into our first round of commercials and we'll be back with Austin Featherstone. Be right back.
In a detailing business, you need Car Supplies Warehouse. We offer tested and proven solutions to keep your business running strong. We offer wholesale memberships, in-person training, and the best chemicals, products, and tools all in one place. Go to carsupplieswarehouse.com and use code SOLUTIONS for 15% off.
Code is valid for one-time use only. Some restrictions may apply.
Go shop now on carsupplieswarehouse.com.
You need a website, but you don't know where to start? Detail's Roadmap can help. Their websites are designed for detailers and have all the features you need to convert visitors into lifelong customers. It's easy to use, affordable, and they'll even write and design the website from start to finish. So accelerate your auto detailing business's growth and increase online visibility with Detailers Roadmap's bespoke digital marketing services. You'll rank high on search engines and increase PPF, ceramic coating, and tinting sales. Contact Detailers Roadmap today to schedule your free discovery call. And make sure you tell them you heard about it here on the Detail Solutions podcast to receive your discount. All right, and welcome to the show, Austin Featherstone.
How's it going?
The crowd goes wild. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I am doing great. Wrapped up a full day. Did a tent job. That was really quick. I was really proud of myself. I had to bulk cut it because I'm having issues with my software right now. Oh. And, I took a 40-inch roll. I did two front windows and the two pocket windows. And I literally, rolled it out. I cut it one time and I had enough material to do the other window. And then I had leftover scrap material to do all the two pocket windows. So just literally one cut. I didn't even have to snap my blade a single time. Nice. I did all four windows today and literally like almost under an hour. So that's, I'm really proud of that because I'm not like an expert tinter by any means, but I'm striving to be.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man, like, I jumped in the PPF game back in 2020. Cause I thought that was the thing. And then just never really got a chance to really get good at it or get the clientele for it. But dude, everybody telling me like tent's really where it's at. Like, I mean, yeah, you can make some serious money at PPF, but tent is just where it's at because you can do crazy cars, short amount of time and make, some serious cash. I mean, what tenters now are charging like $500-$600 for a full car with like the nano ceramic tent, and you guys are knocking them out in like an hour or two or something like that. Yeah, it's like I might have to go take a tinting class. So listen, man, we met at the Chicago Auto Pro, or well, the Car Supplies Warehouse Content Creator Summit event, whatever, the meet and greet. I was telling Jason today, you just walked up to me and you're like, hey man, like, how do I get on the podcast? I was like, that's it. All you have to do is tell me, come up and ask me. We're like, it's pretty simple, like I find that it's so much easier when detailers ask me versus me having to go like, fuck, like who am I going to talk to this week? And I got to start thinking of like, who do I want to talk to? Who sticks out in my mind? And then trying to reach out to them. And then are they free? And if they're not free, who? So it's like so much better when somebody's like, hey, how do I get on the show? And it's like, that's it. Done deal. You're on. We had to get through that. The episodes from the creator event. So I reached out to you. How did you like that? What did you think about the meet and greet for anybody who didn't go and was curious about it?
I think whoever did not go that has a business that is in our industry missed out. Because it exceeded my expectations. Like I knew that they are a big presence in our industry, but I didn't know they had that much pull and could put that many people in one of their bay locations. Like, that was crazy. Like, and not just regular people. I mean, there was Pan was there, like Miranda's detail. I mean, like it felt like half of the people I watch on YouTube or I've watched like growing into my business, like were there. And I was, I was kind of starstruck a little bit, but then again, I was starstruck before I met Jason. So it's kind of like nothing,
Yeah. I think they said they had like 200 plus people there that day.
It's crazy. Like where did they even come from? Like, did they just send an invite to their customers or like, how did they, like,
I mean, I know they blasted it all over Facebook for, their clientele or detailers in the area or whatever. I mean, shit, Carlos Serrano had people come in from like all over the country to like, meet him. Like it was crazy, you know. And of course, Pan had his 3.5 hour long line. I'm curious though, who was the person that was your favorite when you met there?
Like the favorite that I haven't met like before then, or
or you know, like the person who, you know, is on the podcast with you right now.
I think that was like one of the highlights of the moment when I was talking to you, and then the guy from AM Details, I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Alan.
Alan Medcraft, and you know, like we're talking, right, and that blonde chick walks up to him and gives her her hotel key. I was like,
oh yeah, Sydney. I forgot about that one. Sydney gave because he was part of the PNS crew, so they were all like it wasn't Sydney, it was it was Jason's wife. That's what it was. That was Jason's wife. Sorry, Sydney. That was Jason's wife, and I think that's because I don't think it was her key, but she made it out to be. But it was funny as shit. That's all. Especially because you guys weren't there. But what made that even funnier for me, and I think I said something to Alan about it that you guys wouldn't have known, was it was either the day before, it was one of the two days before. So when we were doing our thing, so they had me upstairs recording with everybody, and then they had all the YouTubers downstairs in the bays recording, and they took some of them over to Chicago Auto Pros to record. But in the beginning, like Jason would get up and kind of do like his little like motivational speech, you know, about like content creating and this and that or whatever. And he was trying to, I don't remember the website or the app or something. I think it's called Rumble, but he said Bumble. So he was like talking about being on Bumble, you know, and like everybody's like, what? You know, so like it kind of became like a little bit of a joke because he messed it up and he said Bumble, and Bumble's like a dating app or like whatever. And you know, his wife was sitting there, she's like, is this something I need to know? And he's like, you know, and he like played into it. So what was funny was when she handed Alan that key, and I like leaned over and said something to Alan about, yeah, don't you remember they're on Bumble or whatever. So that's where it was a little bit of a inside joke on that part that was kind of funny about it. But yeah, that was Alan definitely sold that when she gave him the key and everything with his facial expressions and whatnot. Good times. Yeah. All right. Well, let's do this. Cause everybody's probably like, get with the fucking program. You guys are talking about stuff you're not supposed to. You know, they're used to it a certain way, and if we don't do it a certain way, they'll say something. So the where, the when, the how, the why did you get into detailing? Because you're a pretty young dude, right?
Like, yeah, I'm young. I'm 21 or 20, 22, geez. And so I got into it when I was younger, like 16-ish. You know, I lived down in Arkansas for a good amount of time. And during that time, I was, you know, when I was 16, I was like, okay, I hate school. How do I make some money? Cause I feel like I'm wasting my time in school.
Right. And
I was doing a bunch of different things. I was doing lawn care. At the time I was like working at this country club, and I was getting like a bunch of tips, and I got that job all on my own. Somehow, some way, I impressed the shit out of the like front end manager, and they didn't even have like a position available anymore. And this lady convinced the executive chef at the country club, hey, listen, you don't have any, just make another position for this kid because he's like the real shit. So nice. I got that job and I was making money. And then I was also doing like mowing yards and stuff. Like as a 16-year-old, it was stupid. Like, I think I was making like, you know, $700 a week or something ridiculous at 16. Like, I felt like I was a king. I'm like, oh my gosh, da, 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 da. Like, this is crazy. And during that time frame, I was thinking about, I'm like, okay, what can I do to make more money than mowing yards? and I'm a car fanatic and I'm a car enthusiast, and I've been watching car YouTube since I was young, and I still do to this day. And I came across some detailing videos, and I'm like, okay, well, let's try to do this. So I was trying to, and I started doing that out of my parents' driveway, and it didn't work out because the driveway down in Arkansas, if you don't know, most of it's really like hilly and mountainy and stuff like that. Yeah. So the drive, they don't even have basements down there usually on houses, because it's so rocky underneath the topsoil, and the driveway was slanted. So I'm like struggling to do these cars while like the freaking doors like slamming on me and stuff and like all this. And like I have a bucket with the wheelie and stuff, and the bucket rolls down the freaking driveway onto the street. Like it was a mess. I tried to make it work, but I was just like, screw this. Like, I can't do it in this setup. Like, there's no way I can. And I did a lot of stuff and I learned a good amount. Fast forward, came back up to Illinois because I'm originally from here. With my grandpa, met this girl from Bloomington, Illinois. Okay. And the family farm that I went from Arkansas to Illinois is actually like by St. Louis. So it was a 2.5 hour gap one way.
Okay.
And she's still my girlfriend to this day. We were doing a 2.5 hour drive one way, 5 hours back and forth for a while. And it got to the point where I'm like, okay, either she's going to come move down here, I'm going to move up there. The cool part was that her dad's got this like really big car collection, like 15, 20 cars. Like, it used to be that big. Shelby, I'll give you some examples. SLS Mercedes, Viper ACR, Shelby Raptor Baja, like C6 or C7 Z06 carbon ceramic brakes. Like, I mean, just create like really nice cars and everything. And,
yeah.
You know, I approached him while I was in a relationship with him. I'm like, hey, because he was talking to me. He's like, oh, well, I need to get these cars detailed before I store them for the winter. And I'm like, oh, you know, I do this. Like, I know how to do this, right? So I basically didn't have any of my supplies when I started doing it. So I had to rebuy everything. I spent like $1,000 on stuff just to detail this guy's cars. He paid me nothing to do it, by the way. It was like $50 a car on these like $200,000 vehicles. I mean,
yeah,
like, these were really expensive cars. He paid me $50 a car, da da da. And
yeah. He was like, I know you're laying it to my daughter, so I'm only gonna pay you $50 and not kill you for my daughter. Yeah.
So I was doing these cars and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You know, I made the investment into this equipment, and I haven't paid off the equipment the $1,000 yet, because I only got maybe $500. It was under $600 for tax reasons. And for the cars. And so I was like, okay, how can I get more out of this? So I made a post on Nextdoor, and it just went crazy. I was like $50 a detail, $75 a detail, like $100, whatever it was, right? It was something like stupid cheap. And I was getting people, and they fortunately were letting me do it out of the driveway at one of their houses. And, I was doing the cars, and then it just picked up from there. And then basically that was 2 years ago, and now I'm where I'm at now, where I've got my shop. I'm like, the bit for me, the business has changed so much in two years. It's like insane. But to backtrack kind of a little bit quickly is like, I mentioned, you know, hey, she was either going to move down like by St. Louis with me or go up there. My grandpa pissed me off, and I was like, cause I knew to myself, I'm like, okay, I can continue farming and everything. There was a big issue, you know, like, He wanted to do it a certain way. And I was like, grandpa, we can improve this, da 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 da. And he's an asshole. Okay. So, and I was either going to start a business down there and farm, or I was going to go up to Bloomington and start car detailing and also try to help, my girlfriend's dad and his business. Cause I was doing union. The guy has a plumbing company. Okay. And basically all the union guys were telling me, they're like, oh dude, your girlfriend's dad owns a plumbing company, bro. You hit the gold mine, dude. Holy shit. You need to get off this union job right now and go up there and start working for that guy. I worked one day with him and never again, never worked with him since. I was like, there's no way I could deal with this guy. So I basically just started detailing cars, and that became my full-time thing. And, you know, I hammered down and now I'm where I'm at now. I put every penny I have had, every dollar I made, all my savings I had, into this sucker to try to make it work.
No, that's awesome, man.
And now we are 2 years later.
That's awesome. When did you like get to that point where you were like, you know, okay, we need a shop, you know, we need to, you know, have a physical location versus, I guess before you were just doing mobile or, you know, whatever.
It was like shop and mobile. That's okay. How I best describe it. Cause it was literally out of the driveway. I couldn't do it inside the garage
because
he had like, you know, this guy's got too many cars. It's stupid. Like he's got like one of 200 Hellcat super stock, like red eye parked right there. And then he's got his SLS and he's got a Jaguar F-Type and there's no room in the garage for me to pull a car in.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, no, you can't do that, but you can do the driveway. So I basically was doing it outdoors in a driveway, but at the fixed driveway. Right. Okay. So I still have to deal with the outdoor elements
And
everything. But it's still like a fix. So it's like a mixture of both. But the reason why I got into that was because it was getting cold.
Yeah.
In Illinois, if you don't know, we have winters here, you know?
So, yeah. I'm from Florida. I don't know about winter. I mean, we get a couple of days where it gets like cold, but not.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like 32. And then the next day it's like 80 again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like backtrack 2 years ago from like basically this time. Uh-huh. I was like March, I picked up on Nextdoor and I was still farming at this time too. So like during this entire time, I literally was driving back and forth. Like I was detailing and then I'd go down and like drive tractors and shit and drink beer. Like that's literally what I would do. So I was slowly, and then now I don't do that anymore because I have too much stuff going on with this, but I was doing that. And then after the planting season got over with in May of 2 years ago, I went full time into it because I was like, screw it. This is the only thing I can do I don't want to work a regular job. I just want to try to do this and make it out. Right.
Right.
So I was doing it out of the driveway and, you know, that whole summer doing this, doing that. And then I had a really good month that year in August before I came into my shop. It was like something ridiculous. I did like, I think it was $8,000 or $10,000 in that month with no expenses. And the only reason why I was able to do that was because of my girlfriend. She was helping me. Okay. And I didn't realize that was the reason why until I looked back at it. And I'm like, yeah, she was helping me. We were doing like 3 cars a day. It was stupid. And, you know, I was doing that and I had a bunch of, and it was from a Goldilocks customer, which I don't know if you want to touch on that, but basically Goldilocks customer, you get them in the door and they were free to their whole freaking friends list. You know, okay. And all their friends are high end people. Like they go to the country club to get whatever.
Dude, right? I need some of those.
Yeah. So that was literally because of a Goldilocks customer, because in the beginning of that month, I did his car and he's like, how busy do you want to get? He's like, are you going to go to college? And because I was like doing a little bit of school, I guess. My parents wanted me to do school and whatever bullshit. And he's like, are you going to do school or do you want like a bunch of work? And I was like, give me all the work you possibly can give me. Like everybody you want to send me, like send them. And so he did. And I had like literally everybody in the wazoo coming in and then referrals on top of that. That's how I was able to do that.
Dude, that's awesome.
And after that, I didn't even come close to that dollar amount again for a very long time. Like I never hit that. I never did that much money in business for like a year. I mean, it was like crazy. It was weird. My story is like crazy, crazy. And I did that. And then, you know, August, September, October rolls around. It's starting to get cold. Okay. So October is right around the time where like during the nighttime, like middle of October where I'm at, you know, it'll get down to 40s, approaching 30s, lower 30s. And so I had these DI tanks because at the time I ordered these DI tanks and I rent them. I still rent them. They're at my shop, but they were out. Right. They were on the side of the house. Okay. These tanks are like $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah. And
my rep was like, listen, you have got to put those tanks inside your garage or something, dude. Like, cause those things cannot be outside and I'm not dealing with this freaking, cause they're going to bitch at me back at Culligan and stuff. Like if these tanks get messed up. Okay. And it's going to be on you and like all this stuff. Cause he wasn't even supposed to rent me the tanks because it's supposed to be at a shop location.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm the only guy that I know that he was willing to work out a deal because he was like a car guy and stuff. And I smooth talked him and he's like, listen, fine. I'll deal with this of these tanks being on the side of the house where the garden hose is. Okay. And that was the big issue was like, okay, I was dealing with the tanks And then I moved them in because it got cold and it got like upper 20s in October, like, you know, and I had to move those inside. So then I was washing with hard water and I was like, holy shit, you know, it's 40 degrees outside. It's 30 degrees outside. I can't detail cars. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. You know, like, guys can do it. I've seen it on YouTube before. Like, Ammo NYC is known for doing this. Like, you know, he's like, all right, we use the ONR and everything, you know, bop, 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 bop. It's 20 degrees outside. You can see my breath, you know, like crazy. Right. But I wasn't about to do that. And I was having customers blowing me up, like saying, hey, I need to get a detail. I need to get a detail. And I'm like, listen, it's too cold outside. I can't do it. The water's going to freeze. Like, we had to shut the garden hose off outside, you know, for the winter and everything.
Yeah.
Like, we had to plug it up. And so I was like, shit, I need a shop. Like, I made a decent amount of money, you know, saved up or whatnot. I was like, I need a shop. Plus, I want to get out of the driveway because, like, you know, the freaking her parents were kind of iffy on it. Because they're like, hey, listen, you can't be having like three. It's going to look bad if you got three cars showing up to a driveway every day. Like, somebody's going to report us or some shit. Like,
right, yeah,
exactly. Like, yeah. It's getting a little bit out of hand. So for a month straight, I went and I talked to a bunch of realtors. Realtors were useless. They're still useless to this day. They can't help me for shit. So realtors were useless. So it got to the point for literally a month straight. I will vividly remember this. For a month straight, I knocked on every single garage door I could find in my area. Every single one. I knocked on it. I called for a month straight every single day of the freaking week. I was boom, boom, boom. I'm not even from this area originally, but I figured out exactly everything around this area because of that. Because I literally, right. I need somewhere to do this indoors, you know, because it's coming. Winter's coming. Like, I can't do these cars, you know, because it's going to be snow on the ground and all this stuff. So I eventually found the place that I'm currently in now. And, you know, after a month, and I moved in here, dropped about $5,000-$6,000, you know, making everything, da 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 da. And the customers dried up, like, stop, boom.
Oh, wow.
So I was really shitting my pants because I'm like, I just dumped all this money in here and all these customers that were blowing me up 2 weeks ago stopped doing it. Cause I moved in here the week before Thanksgiving and, you know, everything stopped. Like, I was hurting bad. And
was there a reason why it winter. Stopped or went? Okay. Just winter. Okay.
So the winter it kills, it doesn't kill it, but it slows down dramatically. Like, guys in my area, they will discount their services heavily in the wintertime because they just don't have the volume coming in. It's non-existent. So, I mean, it still comes in. Like, Chicago Auto Pros, for example, like, I talked to Jason about this, you know, I don't know if they're still losing money, but basically their shop, there's 2 months out of the winter where they know for a fact they're going to go in the red. They're going to lose money in their shop. Right. Yeah. So this is like a known thing. If you're up north in this industry, is like, winter is brutal. I say we're like squirrels, you know, we gather all of our nuts, you know, before the winter, because it's going to hit and it's going to dry up. Right. So what I did was, I was really trying to get business. I was going to all my previous customers. I was doing this, I was doing that. You know, my parents came into town and they let me detail a couple of their cars, and I barely was able to pay my bill the month of December. And, you know, the previous year I did like dick around with snow blowing driveways a little bit, cause I was like trying to figure out how I can make some extra money, whatnot.
Right. Yeah. And
I was like, okay, I have no cars to do. There's no point of me at the time. There was no point of me trying to get car details because it's just not going to work. Nobody wants to get their car detailed when there's salt all over the roads or snow. Like, they don't give it, they'll get it done after the winter's over with.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, okay, what do I do? And so I was like, well, I was snow blowing driveways. So that's what I started doing. Basically, I switched gears. And if it wasn't for me starting to do snow removal, I would have went bankrupt, like, guaranteed. I literally would have not been able to pay my bills, hands down, if I didn't start doing snow removal back then, just to get some money to pay my bills.
Wow.
You know, so it was crazy. I literally would have went out of business. Because I also, I think at that time, yes, I spent a shit ton of money with Chicago Auto Pros at the time, I think, as well. I believe it was that time too. So I bought, like, I paid for their paint protection film class, their window tint class, and their ceramic coating class. Because I was fearful that they weren't going to offer those classes again.
Okay.
I was thinking to myself, I'm like, oh shit, nobody wants to, like, in my area, nobody wants to teach anybody shit. Like, they're like, I keep my own knowledge to myself, and like, yeah, I'm not going to tell people how I do shit. So that's what I learned in the beginning. And it's a lot different because, like, now I, you know, I met you and I know all these people across the country and everybody wants to talk about what they do and all that shit. But at least in my area, like, nobody wants to tell each other anything. Like, it's a dog eat dog world, like, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So I was concerned that they were going to do the classes again. So I was like, okay, I have to dump all my money into this so I can offer this coming into springtime and make more money and, you know, not put myself in a position that I put myself in last year. You know, where I only offered detailing, like that was right. It. Like, I didn't do ceramic coating, I didn't polish paint, I didn't window tint, I didn't PPF.
Right.
And
well, listen, let's take a break there. Let's do our first commercial, and then we come back and I want to ask you some questions about the training and everything. So, we'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all new mitt on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Okay, so when you were doing this detailing lead up, you were doing more like what, like wash and waxes and interiors and stuff, because you were saying, because you said you went to the class for the ceramic coating and stuff. So were you doing more of like that?
Yeah, I wasn't doing,
I don't want to call it basic, but you know,
yeah, I was doing full details. Don't get me wrong.
Like, right. Yeah.
What the industry average detail was, by the time I got into winter, I got pretty damn good at it, where I was doing, In my opinion, I was doing better work than the bulk of the people in town were, but right. It was just detailing. I wasn't doing any maintenance, like, you know, just a quick wipe down, whatever. It was just, you know, detailing, interior, exterior.
Right.
The main thing I want, the most important class for me at the time was like, okay, I got to learn ceramic coating and paint polishing. Like, I have to do that. PPF's also great. The window tint's also great, but that's the most important class because I can do that right off the rip, and it's less of a startup cost than the tint.
Now let me ask you this, other than maybe just location, why Chicago Auto Pros versus a whatever else training, and insert coding brand name here kind of thing, you know?
Well, you got to keep in mind, I was very new to the industry. I technically am still new, but I've learned so much and I've come so far, you know, right, with currently where I'm at. But back then I was I was brand spanking new, and I didn't I originally sought after the people that were local to me.
Okay.
Quickly found out that these people don't know shit. Like, at least in my area, like, they talk a big game, but when it comes down to it, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know how to sell. They don't know how to market. even some of the shit that they're doing, like when it comes to detailing or paint polishing or whatnot, like it did not impress me, you know, with some of the stuff that they were doing. So I was like, okay, there's no premier shops in my area at that time. There was not. And unless, you know, at the time there was not in Bloomington Normal. So I was like, okay, I have to go somewhere else to seek guidance and learn from and, you know, all that stuff. So I originally found Detail Peoria and I, you know, saw Midwest Auto Skins down in Champaign. I reached out to both of them. Detail Peoria got back with me. This is before they sold their business.
Okay.
And you know, he's like, hey, listen, we don't do the trainings here, but Chicago Auto Pros offers training and stuff like that. And I even went to their shop too before they sold the business. And, you know, because I emailed them and then I drove over there because I wanted to go get ski gear or look at stuff for my girlfriend for whatever. I think it was Christmas or something or New Year's. And I went to go see their shop and it didn't impress me really. Like I walked in there and I'm like, I'm expecting to see like some alien technology and shit. Like I was expecting to see some crazy shit that I've never seen before, but it was like literally the same as what I have. And I'm like, these guys have been doing this for a decade and they have the same shit that I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, okay. You know, and like, oh, we can't teach you how to do this, but Chicago Auto Pros does classes once in a blue moon. That's what they told me. They even advertise. They're like, they randomly do this, da da da. And so I reached out to Chicago Auto Pros and I called them and they basically said, we don't have any classes at the time right now, da 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 da. And somehow, some way, by God's grace, I was on their YouTube or something happened where I saw like on their website or some shit, hey, we are offering courses of this winter, paint protection film, ceramic coating, PPF and window. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to do this because like the guy said at Detail Peoria, can't remember his name, but he's like, they offer them randomly. They're not like da 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 da. So I was like fearful. I'm like, okay, I have to get this because they're probably not going to offer it again. So I did that. And plus another thing too, is like, I wanted to learn from the top dogs in my area. I wanted to learn from the whales. I wanted to learn from the big guys. Like the guys, you can just like, they know what the hell, like they got everything dialed. Sales, marketing, right. Like they have a really successful business. Like I want to learn from that guy. I don't want to learn from the dude that's just, you know, whatever.
Getting by,
just getting by shit. So that's how I sought after them. And that's how I found that. And then that opened this world to me when I went up there. I'm like, holy shit. Like when I went to that class, the first one, I mean, there was people from all over the country from different shops in that classroom.
Yeah.
Like I was one of like two other people that were from Illinois and the rest of them were like Iowa, Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey. Like, and I still have a lot of those contacts to this day from that class. Like, and it's just, and there was no ego as well. Like, that's one thing I noticed in my area when I first started out, like everybody's got a freaking ego, like, oh, I can detail a car better than anybody. Or like, fuck, you know, don't take your stuff to them. Like, take it to me. Like, all that BS. Like, none of that BS was there at Chicago Auto Pros. Like none of it. Like that's everybody awesome. Was so humble. There was no ego. There was no nothing. And it opened my perspective to how big the industry really is, you know?
Yeah. And it's cool when you do something like that because, you know, I'm a big fan of networking. And that's the one thing that I love about, you know, doing events like MTE, you know, being lucky enough to go to the Creator Summit event because I got to network with some people there that I probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to otherwise. You know, doing things like, you know, SDC next week, doing things like SEMA at the end of the year, it really does help you kind of grow and learn. And that's what I don't get from some people who are like, nah, you know, especially like when I talk to guys that are here in Orlando, right. And they're like, nah, I'm not going to MTE. And it's like, how are you not going to MTE? It's in your backyard. It doesn't cost you really any money other than a ticket. and the knowledge that you can get from talking to people. And even on, you know, a training thing like that. I mean, like I did Gloucester University last year, and, you know, it was kind of the same thing. Like I was able to make connections there with people because we were all there for the same thing. We were all there to learn, and we all had, you know, kind of our own thoughts and theories, and we were bouncing ideas off each other, and, you know, and still talk to those people now, you know, a year and a half, almost, you know, almost a full year or whatever, since I went, you know, so it's a great thing. It's great that you said that, you know, that there was no egos. Cause the one thing when I did go to Gloucester University, cause that's like the true training that I've been to, when I did go to Gloucester University, it was a little mix of both. There was about half the people there that had no egos. It was just like, hey, we're all here learning the same thing. And then there were some people that were kind of like, you know, oh, let me stick out my chest, you know, I do that, you know. So it's cool, man. It's cool when you do something like that.
Yeah, it was awesome. In those classes, like it opened the world to what it's really about. And ego kills business. Like, that's absolutely what I tell people. It absolutely kills. Like, if you start thinking you're the best shit, like the hottest shit in town, you're not going to grow. Like, there's always going to be somebody out there doing better than what you're doing, and accept the fact and learn from it and keep getting better. Right. Like, you can't sit here and act like, oh, well, you know, I'm the best. Like, you see this on Facebook all the time. Like, oh, you know, like I did like all this money this month, da 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 da. Like, it's just, it's all BS, man. Like, people are capping and it's ego driven and it's just like stupid. It's just ridiculous. Like, we're all in this together. We're all learning. Like, this is something that you can't go to college for. You know, you can't go get a degree in detailing or a degree in paint protection film. Like, everybody's has basically had to learn on their own in some way, shape, or form. And just because you learned it on your own doesn't mean like, oh, you know, oh, like nobody freaking can do it as good as me. Like I am, you know, da, da, da. It's like,
stupid. You know what I'd love for like one day is, because I think it would change the industry so much, but man, I just wish one day everybody would be happy for each other.
Yeah.
You know, when I had Jeremy Stevens on, man, he said it best. He's like, you know, let's stop trying to tear each other down and let's help build each other up, you know? And because that's what it is, you know. Oh, we want to be better than the guy wherever, the guy across the street, the guy down the road, the guy across town, the guy in a different state, the guy in a different country. We want to be the better than them, right? Versus, you know, if we were like, you know, hey, Austin, that's great, man, that you knocked out that detail today and you were late to the podcast, you know, and had me sitting around and twiddling my thumb. No, I'm joking with you, you know, but it would be cool, you know, if it's like, hey, man, that's awesome. You did that detail today and got it knocked out, brother, man. I'm really proud for you, you know, like if there was more of that, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what would happen with the industry. Like it might explode or something, because I don't know that it could deal without all the drama and the egos and the keyboard warriors and the this and the that kind of bullshit.
Yeah. One of my main goals is to, you know, I don't know if this is crazy or not, but like kind of change the industry in a positive way. You know, with some of the stuff like I'm doing, because I've, you know, I've learned on my own and I have my own process and processes in place and all that stuff, you know, and I figured out better way, or I want to say better ways, a different way of doing things that is more efficient than others. And that's kind of like my YouTube channel, which, you know, I do all that myself. I, you know, that's kind of the goal of that too, is to show, hey, listen, like, this is how I do this. Like for one example, right? I preach warm water. Like everybody I talk to, when we start talking about like exterior detail or whatever, like I'm like, dude, you've got to use warm water, man. Like that's my biggest thing that I preach all day long.
What's your theory for warm water? I mean, is it just because of like being cold and up there and everything, the warm water helps it better? I mean,
It's efficiency at the end of the day. Yeah. You know, like, so for example, when I wash, so I have a DI warm water system. Basically, okay. I have a pressure washer that can handle up to 140 degree water. A car paint can take 150 degree water. There is a drop off from the nozzle to the paint of the car. Okay. Yeah. But like, you know, I heat that water up, I put it through my pressure washer, and it's deionized. Okay. And I go like floor mats, right? I don't touch the floor mats. I spray my degreaser on there. And because it's got that warm water in it, it'll just strip all that stuff off. I don't touch the floor mats, and they are.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Something like that. Yeah. Because I mean, obviously the warm water is going to help break up the dirt a little bit quicker and easier and everything like that. Yeah.
Wash jams is a big one too. Like usually I don't have to touch the jams ever again after I hit them with the warm water.
Gotcha.
The bug and tar, I have my bug and tar remover. I spray it, let it sit for a little bit, and then I come in with the warm DI water and it strips it right off without stripping any paint, because I mean it doesn't do that at all. Like I made a video on that on my channel, how we do. I don't even have to scrub or nothing. Yeah. And with the washing too, like, so two bucket method, I basically heat these buckets up with my bucket heater, and I want that sucker to basically burn my hand if I stick it in there too long. Okay. Right. So like those buckets are typically, I try to get them, they're really at like 130 degrees right around there when I put the mitt in there, mitt on the stick, and I go around the vehicle and wash it. And, you know, all the stuff that could be on that paint, or like, you know, there's not really tar left over, but if there is, like on the top of that panel,
okay,
dude, I take this freaking warm water with this thing. I don't even have to scrub. I do like one pass and I overlap the passes with that, with the warm water, and it's gone. Like there's no more scrubbing like at all with that warm water, and I can wash a car like stupid fast, you know?
Yeah. No, I was just curious, 'cause I know a lot of guys up north use warm water, and typically because, you know, obviously with the colder weather and it does help, you know, break up the dirt and debris and things like that a little bit quicker.
Think about this. Like, do you wash your dishes with cold water or warm water?
Yeah, you're right.
So like whatever chemical you're using to clean, it enhances that. Like, it'll enhance it. Like engine bays. Like I just did this engine bay here, you know, for this car.
Yeah.
And I used my warm DI water, right? I literally sprayed the degreaser in there. I didn't have to take a detail brush. I didn't have to scrub. I didn't have to do shit. I literally sprayed this degreaser in there, covered up the sensitive areas, and I, you know, didn't even put the nozzle very close to some of these areas as I would on the outside where the bug and tar is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I held it up at a good, I guess, measured whatever thing, and just kind of fanned it around with the degreaser, with the warm water. It was touchless engine bay detail, like not a clean, it was a detail. I dried that sucker off and it was detailed.
Nice.
And so like, that's what I'm saying. Like how I preach it. I love, I will never go back to using cold water after I've been using it. 'Cause it just like engine bays, jams, mats, wheel wells, you know, like it's amazing. Washing the car, I mean, it's sped up my time so much. I mean, it's crazy. Cool.
No, that's interesting. 'Cause I mean, we don't do a lot of, at least I know a lot of detailers down here don't do a lot of hot water washing or warm water washing. It's too hot down here to begin with, you know. And then you throw hot water on it too, and it's too much. But no, that's interesting, man. Let's knock out our last commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll start wrapping this up. We'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
You know, a lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think detailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft. And I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon. So whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Now is your chance to try Oberg's new rinseless wash and quick detailer. Additionally, you can save 15% by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. This hyper-concentrate can be diluted down for a rinseless wash and a quick detailer. It serves excellent as a clay bar lubricant and truly smells incredible. To find out more, please visit OberkCarCare.com.
All right, so this is the part of the podcast now where I ask you my special questions. There used to be two of them. As of the other night, we added a third one, or I added a third one. And honestly, I always tell people they're tentatively the last three because you might say something that sparks me to ask you another question. So the first one is, when did you realize your worth? You know, and that's kind of that moment where, you know, I always say it's, you know, when you realize like the $200 detail wasn't working anymore and you realize you had to, you know, start doing a $1,200 detail kind of thing, because you realize you're doing way too much for way too little. And, you know, if you're going to continue to do it at that price, you might as well just be flipping burgers. But everybody kind of dictates when they figured out their worth a little bit differently. And that's what's the beauty of this question.
So I've got two answers to this. The first one is back when I was, before I got my shop, I basically was having all the, I think this was in August or whatever, but at some point in time before the shop, I had a crap ton of customers. It almost felt like every single customer was telling me my prices are too cheap, giving me a massive tip, and telling me to raise my prices.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I felt like I knew kind of what I was worth, you know, and I raised my prices because literally it felt like every single customer was like giving me a $50 tip or whatever, or $100 tip, whatever it was. And like, raise your prices. They're too cheap. You do too good of quality work to be charging $150 or $125 or whatever it is. Like, so that was the first time I realized that was like literally everybody was tipping me, raise my prices. Well, enough people tell me that, I'm going to do it. So I did it. And the second part to that was like when I got the shop and my overhead started increasing quite a bit, you know, I started thinking about, okay, well, how can I, what best serves my time? Like what makes me the most money with the amount of time I could put in? Right.
Right.
So that's when I was like, okay, you know, and still doing this to this day where it's slowly transitioned into like paint protection film, ceramic coating and tint. And then detailing is not the main focus. It's the main focus is going to be PPF ceramic and tint, you know? So that was a second kind of part where I, and this was, after I did the classes, and there was a dead spell to that too. I almost went broke again after that too. But we could tell that story on another podcast at some point.
It happens, but, man. And then you get them dead spells and you just
I almost went bankrupt. And that's when I again, and I freaking figured out, I started learning marketing because I'm like, I have to learn how to market because I'm not going to get any business in the door if I don't.
Right, yeah.
So now I know how to market pretty well, I feel like, for where I'm at in my business. But after I got to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm actually making some decent money, because there was a dry spell in the summer. Like I went literally, I was flatlining in my business. Like I would, if it was a $5,000 month, I had $5,000 of expenses.
Right.
And this was in like June of after I took the classes. So I was making no money at all. Like literally nothing.
Yeah. That's cash in, cash out.
So that's when I was like, okay, I got to learn how to market. So I paid a company to do marketing, and come to find out they're not really doing shit for me. But anyways, I did figure that out. But when I started getting more business in the door and I was learning about marketing, applying some of these things to marketing for my business, to drive business in the door, I was able to get some business in the door. And then I was like, okay, how can I focus more of my time? So then that's when I was like, okay, I'm really going to try to push ceramic coatings and paint enhancements and the PPF and the tint. And that's kind of where I was like, okay, that's where we're going to go. And then as well as with the detailing too, like with the packages, I reorganize my packages, you know, to different levels. I have levels 1 through 4 for interior, levels 1 through 4 for exterior.
Right.
And, you know, I organize those packages in a certain way where typically, you know, I aim for $80 to $100 an hour in revenue-ish top line for the detailing stuff. So like if it's a $250 detail, I should be done in 2.5 hours.
Right. Yeah.
So that's where I reorganize that. Sometimes you get a detail where it's hammered or whatever the case may be, right? That throws you off where the phone starts ringing and da da da. But
yeah,
that was a second answer, basically. Oh, to found out my other worth, you know. Yeah.
So this one's a fun one. So this one is the Sunday night heading down the ramp to WrestleMania or MMA, UFC, boxing at Showtime, whatever. What is your fight song? What's the song that plays as you're heading to the ring that just lets everybody know who you are and gets you pumped up?
Like WWE WrestleMania?
I mean, listen, it could be WrestleMania. It could be UFC. I mean, whichever. I try to name everything because some people like boxing, don't like wrestling. Some people like wrestling, don't like MMA. Some people like MMA, don't like, you know. So whatever it is, whatever. I don't. If you're in a bullfighting and you're heading into the whatever, you know, into the thing to fight the bull, what is your, you know, you're getting ready to do battle. What's your song that plays?
That's a really good question. I don't know how to.
It stumps everybody. It's okay.
Gosh, darn it.
Jason Rose just emailed me today from when I interviewed him in Chicago. So he finally figured out his song.
Yeah, I can't answer. Probably something like hard rock, of hard rock, something like that. Yeah. I like a lot of different genres of music, but in that kind of setting, something hard rock. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, and then the new question, this is the smartless question. I'm totally going to give credit to them every time I say this now. If you could, this might be a little bit old school for you. If you could wiggle your nose and have your career be exactly where you wanted it to be, what does that look like? So, you know, the old Bewitched, Samantha the witch, she could wiggle her little nose, do her little magic powers or whatever.
Gosh,
if you could have your career be exactly where you want it to be, what does that look like?
Massive in this industry, like household name, change the industry forever, like that, you know. Because so this. My business name is Austin's Auto Detailing, and you know, I'm going to be, or it's already basically started. The new name, and we're slowly transitioning into that, is going to be called the Auto Protection Specialist. Okay. So you could, it TAPS or APS.
Yeah.
You know, and I really want to take that. I want to build that brand and take it like in all these different directions where we do have a shop that's a cash cow, but we also have these products, and it's not going to be products and tools mainly, because there's some tools that I've been messing around with in the shop, and some stuff that I basically like made on my own to a certain degree that work for the process, and pretty much kind of like dialing that in, because with the products, I don't want to have just a bunch of BS products. That's like whatever. I want to have like very few products to basically be like, okay, listen, if you're going to do an inside out detail on a car, you like all you need is these 4 products or even 3 products, like whatever it is. Right. And drive the price down too, because the interior cleaners, like my interior cleaner that I use is like stupid cheap. I think it cost me probably like a nickel a car, you know, with how much, how much the interior cleaner costs to dilute it and whatever. But basically, yeah, and then kind of, you know, show the world or show the industry, hey, this is how we do things, and you can do it like this if you want to. You know, if you're looking to increase efficiency, if you're looking to increase quality, XYZ, like this is what we recommend, you know. With the warm water too, like back when I bought my pressure washer, there wasn't any pressure washers on the market that really did that. The AR Blue was just coming out. So like that was an idea, like, hey, we could have like a pressure washer that's like $400 that can run warm water. So you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. Just all kinds of stuff, you know.
That's cool, man.
In regards to that. And then help the guys that are just starting out, because I was getting really burnt out, like in the beginning, trying to learn all this stuff and doing nasty interiors and everything. Like, you know, with the process that we have now, it's not, you know, unicorns and rainbows. Like no matter what interior is, we're going to make it look insane. It's not like that, but I want to get to that point at some point, get to that point down the road where we have a process and we have tools and chemicals that can just make that not even an issue. Yeah. And, you know, teach and share the knowledge that I've gained to the people starting out and being like, hey, listen, learn from my mistakes. Like do this, don't do that. Like depending on where you want to go with the business, right? If you want to go big, do this. If you want to just do this, it's so you can make some money. And that's the vision, basically products, service, household name.
Listen, I mean, that's awesome. And you're young enough. I mean, you've got plenty of time, so it's not like, you know, it's not like you have to rush it. You know, you can take your time and you can develop it and do it the right way, you know, to where you're not just throwing something out to throw something out, or, you know, doing a training because, you know, you feel like you need to make a couple $100 extra or whatever. I mean, that's the one thing that always gets me is when I see people like, you know, and the like, oh, you know, I'm offering a training this weekend, whatever. And it's like, bro, what have you even done? You know, like kind of thing. And that's what I always kind of say, because I have people, you know, who've reached out to me and they're like, Alex, why aren't you doing trainings? You know, like, why don't you set something up and have people come to your shop and work with you? And it's like, what have I done? What have I done to be able to do a training? Yeah. Right.
I agree. Like,
I'm still learning, you know, like I have no problems helping somebody, but I just can't bring myself to go like, you know, my way's the way, because, you know, my way's a hybrid of a bunch of different people. I see somebody do this and I go, let me try it. And it works. I'm like, okay. So I integrate that. And then I see somebody else do something and I'm like, well, let me try that. And it doesn't work. So, and then this, you know, I feel like I'm a hybrid of a bunch of different, detailers with the way that they, you know, with the way that I work a machine or the way that I do an interior or whatever. So, no, it's cool, man. It's cool that you got that vision and, you know, gives you something to work towards.
The main thing is I want to do a lot of this shit for free. So like the information, like me talking in front of a camera, I'm not going to say I guarantee, like
you say it now. And then,
yeah, I don't want to say something and then like down the road, do the opposite, but
yeah,
there's a pretty good chance that I am not going to be like, all right, buy my online course or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that information I want to just give for free. I'm not going to charge them. Yeah. I just
what'll happen though is somebody will be like, hey man, but you know, like I'll give you a couple of bucks and you show me, you talk to me on the side and and it gets real hard.
Yeah, because I don't want
to say no to that, you know.
It's not like, okay, so I'm not just gonna basically go on YouTube and be like, yeah, okay, here's my entire business model,
right.
Like
yeah.
From A to fucking Z, here's
right, exactly.
You, yeah. Video and shit.
You give a little everything. Bit, yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna do that, but I'm gonna show like, hey, listen, this is basically all you need, pretty much. Like, hey, like marketing, getting the customer, doing this, like all this stuff. Like, I want to give that out for free. I don't want to have like an online course or anything like that.
Yeah.
In regards to the trainings, in person, like PPF, window tint, whatever, that's not even like, I'm not even thinking about that. It's not on my radar. Chicago Auto Pros does a phenomenal job with their trainings. So, I mean, when I get to the point where I'm need to get employees trained, I'm definitely going to send them up there. I'm not going to have my own trainings and all that. So I'm not worried about that, but there's just the knowledge and stuff. Like, I'm a big Alex Hormozi viewer. I love all of his stuff. And, you know, he talks about like, if you can give, you just, if you give, and you never take, you know, like from your customer, from your audience, whatever, like you're going to have a bigger payday in the long run, you know? Right. Whereas like if you charge for something or you do this and do that, like your payday in the end is not going to be as big. You know, there's not going to be as many people hopping on it. Whereas like if you just give into the marketplace free stuff and like tons of value and everything, like you're going to have devoted followers and viewers and everything. So like the moment you ask them to do something, they're going to do whatever the fuck you tell them to do or ask them to do.
Right.
Because you built up that trust and everything. So yeah, that's kind of the goal, I guess. I don't know.
No, it's a good deal, man. Well, listen, man, if anybody wants to reach out to you and kind of, you know, touch base with you, talk to you, you know, find out more about you or whatever, where's best place that they can do that at?
So the business in regards to the detailing stuff, because I have like other stuff that I do, but this is my main thing, and it's Austin's Auto Detailing. Currently, it will be changed to the Auto Protection Specialist. Slowly but surely, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, right?
So exactly.
Everything happens, but just, you know, be patient. Currently right now, Austin's Auto Detailing. You can Google it. We're out of Bloomington, Illinois. You know, we have the website, austinsautodetailing.com. We have Facebook page, TikTok, Instagram, Nextdoor. We do have a YouTube channel. It's called Austin's Auto Detailing. You know, you can check out my window tint video with my buddy George we filmed. Currently, I believe it has 17,000 views.
Nice.
I only spent 30 minutes editing it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Like, I'm just some dipshit kid trying to start YouTube, I guess, really late in the game. But yeah, that's the YouTube's the main thing because I got so many big plans for that, like so many concepts. Like,
right.
You know, I got a video I need to edit about glass polishing, super quick and simple way to polish glass. The next video is probably going to be about marketing because I had that long journey of like, trying to figure out what the hell, like, how do I get people to keep coming to me instead of like, everything stops and I'm shit out of luck. So yeah, I'm going to make a video about marketing, talking about everything that I've done. And it's pretty much like, if you do everything in the video that I'm going to describe in the marketing video, I guarantee you will have so much effing work. You don't know what to do with.
Nice.
Like, guaranteed.
Did you catch the episode that dropped? Yesterday, we had Luke Wilson and Sean Gervais on.
Oh, dude, that was a sick episode.
Yeah, talking about reviews and referrals and stuff like that. So, yeah, I was just curious because you were talking about marketing. I was wondering if you listened to it, if any of that like kind of hit home for you, with the stuff they were talking about.
Yeah, I think it was awesome. I lean more towards Sean. Because that's kind of the vision for my business. I don't want to just stay kind of where I'm at and just keep making money. And I want to grow and scale and do big things. So I resonate more with Sean. I believe reviews are only as long as they're good reviews, right? It's only a positive for your business.
Yeah. Now
there's so many different, like the main point with marketing that I've learned is you have to do a bajillion different things like for you to get busy, and you can do that. So like that's the reason why I have all the social media platforms and I try to post and stuff like that. But you also, like, you know, affiliates, he talked about affiliates. That's a great one that I don't hear enough in the industry, is like going to local businesses and being like, hey, let's work something out. I've done that and it's proven successful back when I was a lot smaller and, you know, whatever, I went to all the nail salons, every single nail salon in my area, which there's like 30 of them. I went to every single one and I put something like this. Ugh. Something like this. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I put this on here, like on your desk or something? And like the majority of them was like, yeah, sure, why not? And I mean, I was getting like a ton of business from that.
Yeah, just like a little flyer for the people, obviously, listening to this, like a little flyer pamphlet thing.
Yeah, and affiliates is awesome, but I really like that. Like, and I've only talked to Sean over the phone like maybe once, and I would love to like have more conversations with him. You know,
he's a pretty cool dude.
Like to build, you know, like Auto World, because I haven't been up there, I haven't seen like what their shops like. I've been to Chicago Auto Pros, I've seen their stuff, and they're really kick ass. But like, to see all that would be amazing, and have a conversation with him about like some of these things that like kind of some of the stuff we've talked about as well.
Yeah.
Like I would love to pick that guy's brain because that'd be awesome. I mean, Wilson's cool too. I grew up watching I actually, when I started out the driveway in Arkansas, I was watching Wilson, Wilson doing detailing and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude, he looks like he's as old as you, and he was like, "Oh, I got three kids and this," and I was like,
"What the fuck?" Like, no,
he's like 10 years old. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. But I disagree with Wilson on the fact that reviews don't matter. I disagree with that. Like, yeah. I agree and disagree. So,
yes. I mean, I see his point, but. But they do, because they do in the sense that Google reads those, and obviously the higher your review will put you up with Google. I think, you know, in the sense of like a customer, like some customers don't care, you know, I mean, like me and my wife are completely different. Like, she's the type that's like, well, what do the reviews say? What, you know, like when I'm going to buy something, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm just buying it because I did the I watched the YouTube videos, right? Like, I did the research on it, and she's more like, you know, read the reviews and see what they say first, you know, kind of thing. So,
you don't necessarily need it. Right. So,
yeah, I think it's got its pluses and its minuses. So
it depends on what you want to do. Right. If you just want to, like, if you're comfortable where you're at, then Wilson's correct. Like, hey, if you're comfortable where you're at, you got plenty of work. You don't need to focus on reviews, you know, but if you want to keep growing and stuff like that, you have to keep getting reviews.
Yeah.
Now, like for me, like I literally could turn off the marketing. I could stop doing everything I'm doing. Right. And since I built it up so much, I would still have inflow and I'd still have customers calling the line and booking appointments for whatever it is. If I stopped doing everything. Right. And I think that's what Wilson's talking about is like, listen, if you do all this stuff and everything, like the YouTube or whatever his methodology is with it, right, you're going to get to a point where you're going to be so busy that you don't even have time to worry about reviews or do all this other stuff because you have so much work. I get what he's saying, but like if you want to grow your business and stuff like that, oh, absolutely. Like keep getting reviews. Gotcha. Crazy.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on. I know it was kind of short noted last minute. I got going this week and realized I didn't have any more Chicago podcasts to put out. And I was like, fuck, I need to reach out to somebody. And I remember we had that conversation. So, you know, I was like, let's see if Austin will jump on and do this. So, yeah, man, I really appreciate you doing it, man. I was glad that you came up and talked to me at Chicago. It's nice to meet you. I didn't have a lot of people there coming to meet me. Everybody was there to see everybody else. So it was kind of cool to just kind of like randomly talk to people, you know, and meet people and everything like that. So it was awesome, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's great that we met because this wouldn't have happened if I wasn't there, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, thing. But I would love to come back on another time. You know,
yeah, man, we'll figure something else to get you on.
Maybe a topic about like marketing or this, that, like, I mean, you know, I'm willing to talk about anything. I, like I said, I want to share everything that I've learned. Yeah. So, you know, whoever's listening can fast track their success in whichever they're trying to do. Right.
Right.
This, like, I want to share everything. Like anybody can talk to me. Anybody can, you know, reach out or whatever, and we can chat up, and hopefully I can help somebody out, you know?
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. All right, buddy. Well, it's getting late for me, so I'm going to head out, go hit the bed. Old man, got to go to sleep. So
you're 30, dude. What's going on?
Yeah, I wish, man. 30 plus 20. So, yeah, man. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I'll keep you in mind. I know we've got some other topic ideas coming up, but definitely I'll keep you in mind for some things. Cause I'm always looking for some kind of, especially now, I want to try to get more into, you know, not that I don't love the people that have been on multiple times, and obviously they're on multiple times because they have the knowledge for the things that we're talking about. But, you know, having Sean and Luke on the other night really kind of, you know, gave me that rejuvenation for like trying to find new people to talk to with these topics and, you know, not just have the same olds on anymore. So I'll definitely reach out to you.
I think it was awesome because that provided so much of a contrast because I felt like, you know, for me at least, like Sean and Wilson are like two opposites at least,
they,
right?
They were, but they had a lot in common too.
For sure.
Crazy.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like their perspectives on this, like our business is way different. Like Sean's thinking about like crazy, like way in left field, whereas like Wilson's thinking about right field and stuff. And I think having that dynamic on the podcast was like so awesome because you know,
I wasn't sure of it, but after like when we were doing it and Luke and Sean and I probably talked for another 20 minutes after the podcast was over. I was a little unsure about it because I didn't really know Sean and I don't know Luke at all. But doing that podcast, I was like, fuck, this is a home run, you know?
Oh, dude, it's
I hope the numbers live up to it. I hope people really go and listen to it and whatever, you know, whatever you think of Luke, because I obviously thought one way of him. I was like, oh, this is just... You know, and I even kind of said it to him. I was like, dude, you know, you're kind of like the infomercial, you know, kind of guy. You got that voice and it's, but I get it. I get why he does it. I understand why he does it. It's kind of annoying, but you know, like he was just talking, you know, normal guy last night and he had great information and he's super knowledgeable. And, you know, so he definitely kind of changed my mind. And then, you know, Sean was just like really cool dude. So yeah, like the whole time we were doing it, I was like, this is a fucking home run. Like, this is going to be the best episode we've done in a while. So yeah, man, but all right, man, I got to get out of here. I'll talk to you later. We'll figure something out, but yeah, man, appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good night, dude.
Yikes, man. You too. Take care, buddy. All right, everybody. So it's just as simple as that. If you see me somewhere and you want to be on the podcast, just come up to me and, you know, just tell me I'm super cool or something and you want to come on the podcast. Like, that's how it happens. Appreciate Austin for coming on. So this one's going to come out Sunday, Monday. So Memorial Day, you know, please remember why we have Memorial Day, at least here in the United States, rest of the country, you know, whatever you guys, it's just another day for you. So we will be at SDC for the next week. So no Wednesday night, Thursday podcast, because Jason's going to be traveling Wednesday. I'm going to be traveling Thursday. So we will be recording Friday and Saturday from SDC live. And then I'll put those together and put them out the following Sunday and Monday, kind of like we did with MTE. So that's it, everybody. Take care. Have a good night, day, week, whenever you're listening to this. We appreciate it. Bye.